You bet he just would turn me into a freak!
Get on the fucking spaceship! We're going to the Oscars! First stop, it's gonna be like a gas station on the way to a better planet. Welcome to the Jordan Lear program. I've watched the Oscars. I gotta quit doing that shit. I gotta quit watching the Illuminati Awards. I always think I fucking got it figured out. I think I got it figured out this time too. You know what they did? You know what they do? This award season, they always hit you with these big events at the tail end of like the previous year. And it starts with the Super Bowl. You start on the right. You start on the right. You bang that fucking drum with Taylor Swift. You get everyone pissed off. You fucking drink a bunch of Bud Light. You start on the right. Okay, start on the right. You put Shane Gillis on SNL. You do all this fucking cool shit, okay? And then you start at the Golden Globes with the art season. You know, you start art season with the drinking show, with the movie award show where they can get drunk, you know? And you shift over to the left. Lefto, look at these hands. Across multiple dimensions. Yeah. And it's fine. I just want cooler fucking movies. The fucking handful. I'm proud of myself for not watching all the nominated choices this year. I'm proud of myself. Missed a couple. Watched Poor Things right before the fucking award show started, and I was happy for that I tried binging a couple things. But I'm happy I didn't watch all this shit. It suck, man. The shit's not good. I don't know. For how expensive they are, you would think, you know, you spend $200 million on something, you know. It should just be quality. That's why, get off my fucking... the Academy Awards. Oh, here's the thing. No one thanked God or blamed Gaza. What the fuck? Did I miss the memo on what we were supposed to do, you know? LA's great because it's a big agree culture. Like, you don't have to have an opinion about everything. I fucked that up. I'm going to take that back, okay? LA is a great culture to exist in because it's easy to live there. If you move there, all you have to do is just agree with everyone. You don't even have to have a fucking opinion on anything. Nothing. You just say, yeah, I fucking agree. They fucking agree with themselves so much, that they don't even say anything anymore. They have nothing to fucking, and that's what, dude, it used to be you go up at the Academy Awards and you're like, fucking, best winner for best picture this year is Jordan fucking Lear because he got a big ass dick. And I go up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'd like to thank my fellow nominees, Leonardo DiCaprio, Joaquin Phoenix, and Nick Cage, and thank all my heroes like Jim Carrey and all the filmmakers like George Lucas and Quentin Tarantino in the audience. And lastly, I just got to thank God. I want to thank God so much for giving me beautiful looks that make me so much prettier than most of the fucking people I've ever encountered in my entire life. And that definitely gave me a leg up in the competition. So thank God. Thank you, God, for giving me this piece of art that I only had to work for like an hour for the whole fucking year and I got $1 million, you know? Thank God I get to do that so I can do a bunch of fucking blow while I bang a bunch of hookers and then blast all my fucking money away in the Hollywood Hills. And then I fucking wake up one day and I'm not taking care of my kids. And Jennifer Gardner, James Gardner's daughter, who I'm married to because I'm Ben Affleck, she comes and she's like, what the fuck, dude? And I'm like, fuck you. You said it's over. And she's like, yeah, I know it's over, but you still got to fucking take care of your kids. Just because we get divorced, you still got responsibilities. You know, we have a bond forever that we're going to have. And he's all on fucking blow and hungover because the alcohol really just bleeds you out all over and makes you feel like you need to eat, but you can't eat. So he's like, all right, fine. Because he gets all fucking sad. And he looks at the fucking the chick that he was banging, that he left Jennifer Garner for. And she's not even there. And he's just coked out of his fucking mind. She's gone. And he can't get his dick hard anymore because he did so much coke. And he's fucking just crying. And she shows a picture of his kids. And he's like all alone. And he's contemplating how he's going to die one day probably. And he's like, fine. Could you give me a ride? And she gives him a ride, even though they're fucking divorced and she's done with him. And he's like, can you take me to Carl's Jr. Jack in the Box or whatever? I forget which one. And they stop and there's video of it. There's video of him. There's video of Ben Affleck in the back of her car going, I don't care. I don't care. And it's it. Her being like, Jesus Christ, you have so much on the table. And he's being like, I don't give a fucking fuck. This is bullshit. This is all bullshit. That's what the Illuminati can do for you. Okay? That's what it can do for you. Okay? You don't... I don't know. I was about to say, you don't want that to happen to you. But I was like, you do. What's the big deal? He's doing great. He's back in the fucking movies. He's Batman in The Flash last year. He's still Batman. As far as I'm concerned, everyone's Batman. They have like 17 fucking Batmen now. Oh, Ben. I love Ben Affleck. Good actor. I don't really care for Argo, though. What was I saying? No one thanked God or brought up Gaza. Dude, I thought... Okay, I don't know, man. Whatever. I'm not even going to fucking... I'm going to quit picking on these LA people who pretend... It's like... I don't know. They post about all these fucking issues, and I'm like, do you really care? Not that they're not important. I'm like, but do you guys fucking really care about this shit? And then they go at the award show, and they fucking, it's like everyone gave them a fucking memo that they're like, hey, shut the fuck up about Gaza, Palestine, Israel, fucking hummus, rumus, Iraq, Afghanistan, 9/11, who, they just don't fucking bring it up this year, one way, because you don't know which side you really support anyways. And everyone's like, you're right, thank you. Well, they're like, no one's gonna do it though, right? Because I don't want someone fucking running up there and being like, hey, and getting this huge ovation, because they're like, hey guys, we know it's a layup if you want to go up and be like, what about the people? Let's call for a ceasefire. You know, like, tell me, I can't believe one actor didn't go up there and say, if we all just stop being in the movies, then they will stop shooting each other and killing babies. And no one did that, because if anyone did, it would have been a huge thing, and it maybe would have elevated their career. And they're like, no, fuck that shit, because we're not doing it one after the other. We got the fucking wrap it up music, man. Don't you go up and say it's fine. No, you fucking shut the fuck up, okay? And then a couple people were like, all right, I'm not going to pick Israel. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to go up there, but when I do my speech, I'm going to say, thank God. And we all know which one I'm talking about. And they're like, don't even fucking do that, because then you know. No one called for a ceasefire at the Oscars. No one. Not one fucking person. And actually, I don't know if that's true. I think one guy might have, but it was kind of... He did it right at the end. He snuck it in there. You can tell he's about to get blacklisted on all fucking Hollywood, you know? They're like, I know no one made a big deal out of it, but still, you don't follow orders, you fuck... You know, follow orders in the naughty, you kicked out. Ben Affleck followed orders, okay? He did that coke. He went to Carl's Jr. or Jack in the Box, whatever. I get it, dude. That's what I do. I've done that hungover as fuck. I've been to that one that Malibu he's been to. Anyways, you fucking follow orders if you want to be in the naughty, okay? It's called Naughty Ice. Not Naughty Light. Say an Illuminati light. This is Illuminati nice. Motherfucker. What am I saying? What am I talking about? I don't know. I kind of like it though. Front door matter. Oh, was I going to talk about real shit? Yeah. Do I want to get off of that? The Illuminati? I don't know, man. Yeah. Everyone's agreeing with each other out there. Talking in fucking circles. Talking in circles. Oh, man. Downey won. That's cool. I don't know. I don't think anyone deserves anything. That's my thing. I teeter between that. Like, I have fun. I used to have fun at these award shows. It just, the choices got mundanely boring. Last year was fun. Freeing. All right. Welcome back to the program, as always, sponsored by Play It Again Sports, who won't give me money, okay? So the next time you go to Play It Again Sports, say, why won't you give Jordan Lear the money he's owed for all the sponsors for every fucking week saying your place of establishment where people can come and get fucking cheap socks for hockey? And look them in the fucking eyes, and they're not going to have a goddamn idea what you're fucking talking about, okay? And neither do I have the fucking time, okay? So look out, Play It Again Sports. I got all my sports equipment from you growing up, and I won a dollar. I haven't even tried calling or emailing you about this. No. I'm just going to start a diatribe, and I looked up that word so I know what it means. I'm not even going to explain it. I have started a diet tribe. Diet tribe. My tribe is diet. A diatribe against Play It Again Sports. Pay me my fucking money. Pay that man his fucking money, okay? You don't want me going up calling for a fucking ceasefire, Israel, Palestine, rocking. I need to quit bringing that shit up. That's my, I don't know, ADD, you know, some people call it neurodivergence. Like, we're all kind of on the spectrum. That's my ism of sorts. But I just can't quit saying whatever buzzword is the thing of the year. It's a little bit more buzzy when they're dropping nuclear bombs on each other and shit. Sorry, y'all. Play It Again Sports. Thank you for sponsoring. Thank you for liking and subscribing. Thank you for disliking and blocking. Thank you for the zero fan mail I got this week. What the fuck? Step it up a little bit. I probably got something. I probably got a comment or something. I probably got a restraining order. Send me one of those. That'll be a good episode. Thank you. Welcome. Time now for the program. Program proper. The list of all the movies I watched, all the TV shows I watched this past week, all the books I read, you know, books as if it's fucking plural, documentaries, everything. I already talked all about the Oscars. No one called for a ceasefire. No one think they're fucking shit. They all want to be in the naughty. They put all the black chicks in blue. That was weird. Just saying. I went to the movie theaters this week, and it's a fucking, I love it, man. I'm trying to be more quality over quantity. Before I was a AMC member, I went every week to every premiere of every movie, even saw Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny, that piece of fucking shit. You know, I see a lot of mediocre movies that way, and sometimes some good ones, and I have quit doing that. And I went and saw Dune 2, Dune Part 2. Dude, I love Dune. I love Dune. I liked Dune because I saw the 2021 version, and I saw it in a theater. And it was IMAX, and it was by Denis Villeneuve, and it was like, rawr, fucking huge butthole worm about to swallow your fucking face. You know, you have, you know, 100 milligrams of THC, you know, and you ingest it orally. And I don't mean sucking some dick. I mean eating a brownie. That butthole worm is fucking awesome at a movie theater. That's all it took for me. Now, I also enjoyed previously seeing clips of the 84 version because I like sci-fi from the 80s. I like the effects. It looks cool. It's this aesthetic that I like with the lasers. Now, I rewatched the first one, and then I did a little research. And going into the second one, I was pumped for Dune. Even though I liked it, and like Star Wars based on, you know, the book, it pulls a lot of its shit from there about the sand planet. But most importantly, the spice. Because what really makes it interesting is drugs. Yeah, dude. The whole fucking, the main thing they're after in Dune is spice. And it makes their eyes blue. And it makes them hallucinate. And also, they use it to travel through time and space. I'm still wondering how they do it, because they say they use it to navigate through it when they get all fucking high, and the main character, Damien Chazelle, Timothy Chalamet, dang dong, Timothy Chalamet, he's the main Dune. He gets it in, it makes him fucking super cool at shit, you know? It's like that limitless pill. Everyone wants to take a drug and be good at something, okay? And if you're Mr. Soberock fucking Tober, I'm sure there's a different version of that for you, okay? Like, you want to read a book and it unlocks something in you. Whatever. Same diff. Same thing. Okay. But when I found out that people get fucked up in Dune, that's when I started paying attention. You know what I mean? When you start seeing people get high and it's sci-fi, I'm there, dude. Pretty cool. I'm still not sure if, like, whenever they fucking get high, if it they just, like, that transports their body across time and space, or if it helps them fly a spaceship better because their senses are enhanced, or a combination. I don't know. Anyways, I went to the theater to see Dune 2, and it was really good. Really quality movie. Denis Villeneuve, guys, directed Arrival and the other Blade Runner 2049. You know, he can make things epic and slow. It's not even slow. It's just compared to other movies, the pace at which, literally the pace at which the editing and the sound, but it builds to something heavy and grand. It's kind of like Tool, the music Tool. You know what I mean? You know, I listen to Tool, the way it builds, and it's really good. It's really satisfying. When you see a movie, you sit and you gotta like watch it. Oh man. I don't know. Worm buttholes. I don't gotta give the whole fucking thing away, but it's a lot of little. You could see where Star Wars pulls its Jedi stuff, the mind stuff, mind control. In Dune, they use the voice. You know, but in Dune is just a little bit more. It's like there's sci-fi and technology, but it's more stripped down because they don't allow thinking computers. They don't allow robots, even though they have fucking lasers and atomic weapons and shit. But they like knife fight, you know? But even though they knife fight, they have like special fucking suits that like are invisible but will block the, it's, you know, it's a combination of the future and the past. It's a good aesthetic, you know. I'm a fucking Star Wars geek, you know. That's, Star Wars made me fall in love with storytelling to begin with. I got no hate, but it's interesting. It's really interesting to see art take from other art. And one makes fucking $1 billion, the other. Not that Dune hasn't made a bunch of money. I think the author played many. Can't talk. Anyways, went to the theaters. It was a great experience. We'll see if I get there to the theaters before Deadpool. I doubt it. Before Deadpool and Wolverine. I'd like to. I would like to. I don't know if anything will call me. And I'm going to be a little picky moving forward in my life, okay? I'm going to start making my own decisions like a fucking single overweight fucking woman who just got divorced and because her husband cheated on her. I don't, you know. Hey, by the way, that lady, I'm rooting for her. I am her. She is my spirit animal. Even though I'm happily in a relationship, single, skinny, beautiful white man. And we don't have the same problems, okay? I watch movies now, sitting at home watching movies. Now I got a list. I watch Crossroads. Never seen before. Britney Spears fucking movie. Fucking Britney Spears and Zoe Saldana. And the third one is the chick that's the main chick with blonde dreads and Hustle and Flow. Three chicks taking a road trip together. Dude, I always remember, what's that fucking song they do? The fucking, I love rock and roll. I put an end of diamond in a shoebox, baby. I love rock and roll. Fucking in a band and a dance with bam. I remember the music video for this, and I remember the movie coming out, but I did not sit down and watch it. It's not bad. It's not bad, you know? You can tell how they went. It's like Thelma and Louise vibes. They pretty much... Ooh, Kelly Kapowski just fell over. You can tell it was like... They looked at Thelma and Louise. And that was a smart thing to do. Because they didn't know how to make a movie. They just got... They go, we're going to have Britney Spears take a road trip. And obviously there's going to be some tension with a male at some point. And she's going to stop at a bar to do this fucking... Is it Joan Jett? I love rock and roll. Put a diamond in my baby. Why am I talking so much about it? Whatever. I watched it. It wasn't half bad. I was glad. I remembered the time of my life whenever Britney Spears was my only option, you know? And now I get on Instagram and it kind of hasn't changed. Throwing knives. Give me Crossroads 2. Where's Crossroads 2 with the knives? And they pick her up for the road, and they're like, we need you for another road trip. And Zoe Saldana, except she's all green because she's in Guardians of the Galaxy. And the other chick is for real on drugs, because I looked her up recently. She does look like that. She's saying fucking Hollywood's a conspiracy, basically like I am. Wow, I should just get a job. Holy shit. Yeah. And Britney Spears is throwing knives. She's throwing knives, and they go and they sing the song again. I love rock and roll, but in the middle of the performance and throwing the knife goes in the air, and if she catches it in her mouth, and they go, Britney, no! And then she goes, and she swallows it, she goes, oops, I did it again. I swallowed a knife, and then she farts it out. And nothing happens to her because she goes, I've been through much shit in my life. And it's the beginning to her biopic. And then she's narrating that. That's the opening scene of her narrating the movie about her life. Woo! I watched, they did make a movie about her life years ago with some chick playing her. It's not what really happened to her life, but they made one. It's pretty fucking funny. I think I was on cocaine when I watched it. Everything in this podcast is a lie and a joke, by the way. I was coked out of my mind when I watched that Britney Spears movie. I do remember that. Hey! What did you do when you were snow-capped out of your mind? I don't know what way to say it for the fucking kids. You shouldn't do it. I thought I was going to die. Just because mentally. And I, some days you still feel that way, you know? You get through life. You call Jennifer Garner. Garner. You tell her to take you to Jack in the Box. Get some burgers. Get back in the Illuminati. Do what you're fucking told. Put on that fucking blue dress. What was I talking about? I need to pick up the pace, Jordan. I have more movies to discuss. I watched The Holdovers. Paul Giamatti. What a fantastic movie. This movie takes place in the winter. It's basically Dead Poets Society, you know? But it's not. It's set up like Dead Poets Society, except the teacher is more boring. He's not cool. And the kid's an asshole. But then they turn around and they... like, whatever. Paul Giamatti probably should have won Best Actor. Against the nominees he was against. Cillian Murphy picks up the hardware. I love Cillian. I love Killian. I rewatched Oppenheimer. Did I not put that on my list? Oh, yeah. I watched Oppenheimer. I need to write it down. You know what? Oppenheimer, I saw it in theaters when it came out, and I didn't like it. Because I wanted so much out of it. And I rewatched it, and I kind of liked it because it was just a history lesson. But I did want more. You know, there's a bunch of fucking Windows 98 screensavers in between, you know, Oppenheimer having panic attacks about killing a bunch of Japanese people. I get it, but can I get some, you know. I mean this with respect. I just thought the film would have more dead Japanese people in it, okay? I think Dune had more dead Japanese people in it than fucking Oppenheimer did, okay? And I just think that's a washing over of history, a whitewash. I don't know what it is, but Oppenheimer was a little talk it, you know? As the great Adam Sandler says in fucking Billy Madison, where he squeezes Veronica Vaughn's and he's like, talk it. No more talking. That's what I wanted to do in Oppenheimer. I was to say, shut the fuck up, dude. Blow up the world or don't. But shit or get off the fucking pot, Op. Watch Poor Things. Emma Stone got Best Actress for this. And she deserved it performance-wise. She did. It was... first of all, this movie is one of the best tellings of Frankenstein I've ever seen. Now, you could go into the podcast, fucking lore. You can see I've got some things about Frankenstein, about the book. It's a great... I love the book, and I hate it as well. I don't hate it. It just bores me because it could be so cool, okay? Frankenstein, the book, is the story of this dude who makes this monster and kind of abandons it in the... doesn't train it to live, is just kind of horrified by it. And that was my gripe with it, that Dr. Frankenstein never like tried to help this motherfucking thing, this creation of his. And it was just kind of terror and just haunted him. And the movie's pretty much that too, a little different, more special effects on top. But this was the one I was looking for. Poor Things is a story of him fucking taking some dead chick and reanimating her. But he tries to teach her how to live. And, dude, gruesome fucking, I don't know, just filthy. It's about a human learning how to piss and shit and fuck, you know, and where to do it and where not to do it. But they're like, I don't know, think about how you are as a baby, but think about having like all the physicality kind of someone who's a grown adult and all the impulses of hunger and not and social norms and not knowing any of those. Oh, this fucking movie was hilarious. Yeah. Poor Things. A lot of fucking women. Not a lot of women. Not a lot. Some women were talking about how misogynistic it was. And I'm like, you know, you fucking think the sky is misogynistic. So some thought it was empowering. Some think it is empowering. You know? Hey, tell you the truth, the good art gets people arguing about what it is. And if anything warrants it to be, it's that movie. It definitely warrants an argument. I'll say that. That is a filthy movie. All right. Let me fucking take a gulp and try and zoom through the rest of what the fuck I consumed. So that's about it about movies, right? Watch Godzilla vs. Kong to, I don't know, my girlfriend never saw it. And I was like, really? It's fucking, she saw a trailer for the new one because they're coming out with Godzilla Kong 2, A New Empire. And, dude, I love it. I'm there for all those fucking movies. I'm there for all those movies. And you forget, they've done so many. Like, in this new, I'm not even talking about the old, the 50s movies of Japan onward to the Broderick one. I'm not talking about those, like, 100 movies. I just mean of recent time, you know, starting in 2014 with the Godzilla and then Godzilla King of the Monsters and then the other Godzilla Kong and Kong Skull Island. I'm like, they've had a bunch of fucking huge, I don't know, dude. If you're a fan of kaiju, I don't know. It's a good time. Get the humans out of those fucking movies. Am I right? No more talking, you know? Shut the fuck up. Get the humans out of Oppenheimer, too. I don't fucking want to... I don't know. I wanted more math and boom. A little more math boom. Math boom. I bet some shitty studio executive gave him that note, man. That's why I'm not an executive. I would ruin things. Or make them better. I don't know. All right. Plowing through. Documentary. I watched Jodorowsky's Dune. I've watched all this fucking shit about Dune. Recently, I watched a documentary about the guy who first tried making Dune and made all these storyboards and all this shit. He even had this visual artist smoke DMT so he given him an idea of what he wanted the visuals to be in Dune. Dude, I want to see that fucking shit. Oh man, it's interesting because the guy I'm pretty sure the director's a Mexican guy, and then so is Denis Villeneuve. Unless I'm wrong about that, some sort of Latin American man. I don't know. It's nice to see. Still got it to do. And it's almost, you know, is it more sandy there? Does it make sense that the director would come from there? I don't know. Watch that documentary. That's pretty cool. TV. I watched a bunch of old X-Men stuff because, dude, I'm getting pumped for the new X-Men animated series. X-Men 97 is coming out. So I'm watching the X-Men Evolution. I watched Wolverine and the X-Men, the 2009 version. And I watched the original pilot, which I didn't realize existed, called Pride of the X-Men, which was a pilot for like an iteration that just didn't go anywhere. And it's got Kitty Pryde and, you know, it's got fucking Professor X and Magneto and Cyclops and it's got Dazzler in it. It doesn't have Jean Grey in it. It's got Dazzler. It's got Wolverine. And he's got different colors. I think he's got an Australian voice. Pretty cool. And then I watched... There was a pilot, a live-action pilot from, like, 96 I watched called Generation X with Jubilee in it and some other fucking X-Men joining Xavier's Academy. Oh, and they fucking have Emma Frost they meet in there. I had no idea this shit existed. I've been making this shit forever. I watched Love is Blind. Love is Blind. What can I say? I don't know. I still have to watch the reunion tonight. I guess I'll say something after that. It is blind. Books, The Jungle. I'll get to this. This is going to be my next podcast on The Jungle, probably. Do a book report. This book just fucking makes you mad. The Jungle needs to be read. I don't know why it's not mandatory for every American, except I do. Wink, wink. Holy shit. I wonder if they know about The Jungle and the Illuminati. They will when I bring it to the next fucking meeting. Okay. Alright. I'm fucking tired. I'm out of here. Peace. Program.